Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Accese suprememastertv.com/schedule.
हमारे कार्यक्रम पेश किए जाते कई भाषाओं में कृपया देखें suprememastertv.com/schedule.
我们的节目提供多种语言，请看 suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Rancangan kami menawarkan banyak bahasa. Sila kunjungi suprememastertv.com/katabanschedule.
برامجنا متوفرة بال العديد من اللغات يرجى زيارة suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Наши программы предлагают много языков. Пожалуйста, посмотрите suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Chương trình của chúng tôi cung ứng nhiều ngôn ngữ. Xin xem suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Imagine you go through so many stages and so many demons before you can arrive here. And then the demon of lust and greed catch you. Oh, God. Oh, please protect all beings. We could never get out. If there's not the mercy from God or saints, we could never get out.
Please continue watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Overseas, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Calorosas saudações, espectadores abençoados. Meu nome é Lutza, de Goiânia, no colorido Brasil. Nosso povo de coração puro deseja que toda a humanidade cultive as mais elevadas virtudes de amor e compaixão por causa de todos os seres. Conhecido como um país que recebe os visitantes com um enorme sorriso, Brasil é o maior país da América Latina. É o quinto maior país do mundo. A língua oficial é o português. Contudo, os brasileiros são descendentes de imigrantes de mais de 50 países. E até hoje ainda há povos tribais indígenas vivendo nas selvas. A mistura de raças tem feito do Brasil um país culturalmente rico e ao mesmo tempo único. Essa tremenda diversidade define essa nação como um lugar onde ninguém é estrangeiro, onde se pode mudar o próprio destino sem perder a identidade e onde todo e qualquer brasileiro tem um pouco do mundo inteiro em seu sangue. Essa pode ser a razão pela qual o povo recebe tão abertamente todos aqueles que vêm à sua terra. Estamos muito felizes em introduzir brevemente o espirituoso Brasil a vocês, encantadores espectadores. Oramos que o paraíso preencha suas vidas com graça e paz abundantes. Por mais de 3 décadas, Supreme Master Xin Hai tem iluminado nosso mundo com seus ensinamentos divinos. Uma mestra totalmente iluminada, ela transmite o método Kuan Yin de meditação para aqueles que desejam descobrir imediatamente a natureza de Deus interior e alcançar em uma só vida a eterna liberação do ciclo de transmigração. O método Kuan Yin tem sido praticado por todos os mestres iluminados, tais como Buda, Confúcio, Guru Nanak, Jesus Cristo, Lao Tzu, Senhor Krishna, Senhor Mahavira, Profeta Maomé, a paz esteja com ele, e muito mais. Ela enfatiza que sempre nos lembrarmos de Deus, prestarmos serviços altruístas e seguirmos as leis do universo, chegaremos ao nosso mais elevado potencial como seres humanos e realmente entenderemos nosso propósito na Terra. Suprema Mestra Xin Hai é um extraordinário exemplo vivo de compaixão, regularmente enviando assistência material e financeira, assim como o amor a refugiados, desabrigados, vítimas de desastres naturais e outros que necessitam de socorro. Suprema Mestra Xin Hai está profundamente agradecida ao querido Deus por todo o apoio financeiro, conforto e apoio ao aflito e necessitado e ou qualquer boa causa durante os anos como uma humilde recipiente pela sua compaixão e amor para suas preciosas crianças. Suprema Mestra Xin Hai recebe apoio e amor de várias organizações, mídia, governos e indivíduos. E também muitos prêmios deles, tais como o Prêmio da Paz Gucci 2006, considerado o Prêmio Nobel da Paz
do Oriente,
o Prêmio de Liderança Espiritual Mundial em 1994, o Prêmio Mahavir em 2008, 22 de fevereiro e 25 de outubro, ambos proclamam como Dia da Suprema Mestra Xin Hai, uma cidadã honorária dos Estados Unidos, etc. E foi honrada por todos os anos com vários outros prêmios e elogios pelas suas excelentes ações filantrópicas e humanitárias.
Thank you.
culpamos por não sermos capazes de mostrar muitos outros prêmios e honras pela falta de espaço e tempo. Uma voz verdadeira para nossos belos amigos animais. Suprema Mestra Xinhai promove a pacífica e amorosa dieta à base vegetal e visualiza com o despertar da humanidade a sacralidade de toda a vida. Um tranquilo e glorioso mundo inteiramente vegano, onde animais e humanos vivem em beatífica harmonia. Suas iniciativas para disseminar a tendência vegana são diversas e têm incluído distribuição de panfletos Vida Alternativa, a rede internacional de restaurantes veganos Love & Hut, companhia de produtos alimentícios veganos, produtos de pele vegano, Supreme Master Television, bem como falar regularmente com líderes influentes do governo e dos meios de comunicação e participar de conferências televisionadas sobre mudanças climáticas, etc. Quer estejamos cientes disso ou não, seus esforços têm causado uma enorme influência sobre a consciência global do estilo de vida amigo dos animais e como esta benevolente maneira pode trazer paz duradoura entre as nações enquanto salva nosso planeta das alterações climáticas e desastres. Ao longo dos anos, Supreme Master Xinhai tem viajado por todo o mundo, das Américas à África, da Europa à Oceania, e realizado centenas de discursos com o público e com os discípulos dela sobre uma variedade de temas espirituais. Hoje, somos abençoados por apresentar uma dessas palestras perspicazes, intitulada O Sutra Suringama, Os Estados Demoníacos do Sentimento Skandhas, continuação, parte 3 de 7, entre mestre e discípulos, dada em inglês, 27 de dezembro de 2018, em Taiwan, também conhecida como Formosa.
If you're my disciple, so-called disciple, you must meditate, eat vegan, 5 precepts, and that is that. No bargain, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Tsongkhapa. Okay. Precepts. Yeah. Somebody called me Tsongkhapa when I was, wasn't a monk. I was just, going from one ashram to another. I'm just wearing Punjabi, white. Just I have 2-3 pairs of clothes, that's all. White clothes, you know, and long hair, and it's like everybody. And they keep calling me Tsongkhapa, always. Hey, Tsongkhapa. How are you, Tsongkhapa? At that time, I had no idea who Tsongkhapa was. I said, who? Chong who? I said, my name is so-and-so at that time, yeah? And Tsongkha who? I wasn't studying Tibetan Buddhism at that time. Huh?
I don't know what it is
about. You don't know?
No.
Oh, okay. He was the founder of Gelugpa, of Gelug school in Tibet. Tsongkhapa was a lama, the founder of Gelug school. The Gelug school is the one that wear yellow hat, and he was the one who strictly followed the precept. And he teach his monks and his lay disciple, they have to follow the Buddha precept strictly. He's the one that very, very strict. No meat, no wine, no marriage, no woman, no violating any precept at all. Yeah? Not even eat garlic, onion, all that. Very strict, Tsongkhapa, okay? And he's supposed to be the first Dalai Lama, but he doesn't want. And people wanted him to be king of Tibet, He also did not want, but he's a king of Tibet in people's heart, and he's the Dalai Lama of all the Dalai Lama. He's a real monk, yeah? Because he wants to revive the Buddhist tradition in Tibet, yes. So there are many traditions in Tibet, yeah? Tibetan Buddhism, yeah? Some yellow head, red head, there are different traditions. Some tradition maybe you could also marry, maybe like that. Therefore he said, no, no, monk, no marry, no woman, no wine, no meat. Yeah. So he's the one that's famous for very strictly adhering to the precepts of the Buddha. Very famous for that. I knew it only afterward. After they keep calling me Tsongkhapa many times. I go to the Tibetan library and asking, who is Tsongkhapa? And they also don't know very much, but there's a book, Tibetan monk, you know, you go and look. And there were some in English. So then I learned about that. I don't know much more, okay? That's all I knew, that he's very strict with precepts. Yeah, other tradition, other lama or Dalai Lama, I don't hear about this strict precept, only Tsongkhapa. Was very strict, okay? He's supposed to be the first Dalai Lama, but his successor become official Dalai Lama, meaning the ocean of wisdom. Okay?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. I was just joking when I said I'm Tsongkhapa, because I'm also very strict, you know. At least five precepts, yeah? Five precepts is the parents of all other precepts, yeah? Because if you don't kill, then of course you become vegetarian or vegan, no? Vegan, huh? If you don't tell lie, then you would not slander other people because you don't know if it's true or not, yeah? And you keep quiet because you, everyone is Buddha, you don't want to slander him, yeah? Many other precepts, the five precepts, and further on is the 10 precepts for the other high a little bit. But five precepts, good enough. If you keep the five precepts as a lay people, that's okay already. And be vegan, meditate, okay? Be good, be compassionate, helping others, whatever you can. That's all I ask, nothing else. Yeah. I don't take any money from you. I don't take anything from you, and you know that. So at least you are no harm in my hands, okay? In my teaching, you have no harm, no loss. Nothing. So, boundless love. This is not a very good translation, meaning some overflowing kind of desire for physical love. That should be a better translation, okay? But maybe for lack of words, the translator used boundless love. Normally we use boundless love in connection with God or Buddha or saint, yeah? This is not the love that it meant. Otherwise, it wouldn't say he goes insane with greed and lust. So it's not a good translation. So I just want to tell you, boundless love in here is not correct, okay? So this state is called when an agreeable state of samadhi enters one's mind, lacking the wisdom to control oneself and mistakenly engaging in lustful behavior. Yeah, we went a little bit astray because I remember the incident. I remember that person. Yeah. Because he truly did not mean to cheat anybody. Yeah. But this experience does not indicate sagehood. Yeah. Not only he himself may be engaging in lustful behavior, but he encouraged and he praised it. And he even slandered those priests and monks saying, because they lack of sex, therefore they are like this, they are like that, they don't know what to say, they're kind of not worthy or not intelligent. That's the way he talked about other priests and monks. You understand?
Yeah.
Maybe you like sex or whatever, fine, but why have to slander somebody who doesn't want to have sex? There is no sin, there's no stupidity in avoiding physical contact with woman or man. No sin in it, is there. No harm in anyone. Why slander them? That was my question when I read these articles. I could not believe my eyes. And yet so famous, so waka, so limitless disciples everywhere. And big house, a lot of cars. I have not much because I want to save my money for people who need, you know, for SMTV, for other things, yeah? I don't think I'm stingy, okay? Nothing is mine, really. It's all yours. It's all yours. I only use what I have to do. I only do what I have to do. Wearing all this stuff, makeup, all this, it's not my idea. I don't like it. It's too much time consuming and troublesome. Not free enough, but never mind. I do what I have to, okay? Yeah, you even have to become prostitute if you want to save sentient beings. So for me, just a little lipstick, it's okay, it's bearable. I complain, but it's bearable, okay? At least I look pretty to you, oh woman. Now, what I'm saying, so really, truly, this state exists, huh? Oh, there's a very high stage already. Imagine you go through so many stages and so many demons before you can arrive here. And then the demon of lust and greed catch you. Oh, God. Oh, please protect all beings. We could never get out. If there's not the mercy from God or saints, we could never get out. Don't you think so?
Never.
Never, con. Never. Get out. Never. No. You already so high here. See all the scandal, the soul, everything is illusion, knowing this nothing, and still fall into this emptiness and desire stuff and doing wrong thing and leading hundreds of thousands or, I don't know, millions into wrong thing. And slander the virtuous and moral people. That is the worst thing that you could do. Maybe you fall into your lustful desire state yourself, okay, but not slandering the morally sound and virtuous monks and nuns and priests. That is no good. That is terrible. That will earn you hell for a long time. I hope the Buddha be mercy and save those people who are misled, at least. When I was in Europe, I want to buy land. Those years, yeah, I keep looking everywhere, but nothing really suitable. Maybe it's not the time, maybe not meant to be. And then I asked the people, you know, those monks and nuns who take care of the money department, I said, how much do we have? How much money do we have before we go looking for land? I don't want to borrow money. I pay for what I want, and if I don't have money, I just don't buy. Very simple philosophy, right? Even for you, if I don't have, I don't buy. Yeah, I don't want to borrow. If I die tomorrow, I own a debt, then I have to come back be a master again. Oh, God forbid. Anything but not that. Yeah, if you have been a master all the time, you can't be anything else except some kind of master. Remember, I take my vow, like I will save all my, I say, even if I'm born as a human, although very suffering and the life is nothing good here for me, but much better than beings who fall into hell and suffer every day, every second. So if I have any merit at all at that time, yeah, my two monks and nuns, teacher tell me to make a wish. I say, if I have any merit at all from now, past life or in the future, I will give it all to those, the worst suffering beings. And then I can be reborn again and human as long as I can be a human again. And I earn more merit. You know, just don't put me in hell because I cannot earn any merit there. Just let me come back to become a human, even though human life is nothing interesting. It's suffering, but still better than being in hell like other people. So I can share my merit, whatever I have, to those people, to the being, the worst one, the worst suffering people. And then all the incense go, remember that? If I knew what it is, I probably did not. I should have known. You know, my soul knows. That's what I'm saying. If you practice spiritually, even if you were reborn again as an ignorant woman, you will not lose it. Otherwise, why would a girl, 20-something years old, you know, seriously in front of the Buddhas and the monks' teachers, make such a vow like that? Yeah? Why? Nobody teach me that. It's just natural, because I had those seeds in a former life. That's why I make such a wish. And normally you wish, okay, I have a good husband, or, you know, a bit rich, or at least something. Or maybe help me to be enlightened, at least, you know, something like that. But no, I want to give all my merit to the most suffering people, most suffering being, and content to be reborn again as human, so that, you know, all the merit will be given away. So if I have not studied before somehow with some enlightened master or being a master or something to do with that, I would have never come to this thinking to make a wish like that, right? It's logical, right? Yeah. I only met the monks a few weeks before that. And I only read Amitabha Sutra or Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. I have not even been given this sutra yet. I wasn't worthy to be reading this. Yeah, my teachers say that. It's very good. They subdue my ego. Yeah, they praise me that, oh, I want to be Buddhist. This is very good. You have good merit in the past, for sure. But still, on the other hand, they put me down. You are not worthy to see this sutra yet. They give me some small medicine Buddha, you know, some very harmless and simple. Oh, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, if you recite her name, she protect you, something like that. But this one, no. After a while, she gave me Kristikapa Sutra, you know, the Buddha that stay in the hell. But not this one, no, after a long time. So at that time, nobody teach me anything about dedicating merit to the other suffer being. So it must have been the seed from former life. Yeah, that's why I told you, if you practice now and you're humble enough and you just don't think you are sage, then even if you die and you have not reached the complete liberation, you still have the seed in you. And you continue being a good human, yeah, or being a charitable person and earning more merit and then continue your path. Yeah? But I don't want to let that happen to you. Even if you're low or high, you go up first. Don't stay here. No. Because if you get out of this, even if you're in astral or second level, it's easier to find master there, you know, because you already learned something with me. So you are not just a nobody. They will let you enter in this meditation hall, that lecture hall, to listen to other master, even if I'm not there. But I will not leave you. Of course I will not leave you. I will continue teaching you. Thank you. All right, then. So if this experience, you know, of lacking wisdom to control and mistakenly engaging in lustful behavior, so he's just mistakenly thinking that he's good, and the demon, I guess, you know, oppressing his mind, make him do this, yeah. But if he does consider himself a sage, then a demon of desire will enter his mind. Yeah, he will become outspoken advocate of lust and all that. Yeah, you know, it was really, my God, an obvious example of this state. The guy just mistaken and being controlled because he could not have enough wisdom to control himself. So it says here, lacking the wisdom to control oneself and mistakenly engaging, mistakenly only. But because of that, even have to go to hell, believe it or not. Oh, the Maya, they are mostly more after these practitioners, any practitioners, because they don't want them to become Buddha. They don't want them to attain the stage that they could. be powerful enough to save even one more soul, not to talk about save a lot of souls. Yeah, it's to be pity, actually. You know, whoever that was, just a victim. Yeah, he could have continued further. But the problem is that when you attain a little bit of something, yeah, maybe you have some light or you have some wisdom, some eloquence, then the other people come. Bravo! And they worship you, they touch your feet, they boost your ego, and then you cannot get out anymore because you have to continue talking to them and satisfy their you know, desire to want to listen to you, for example, like that. And this is a trouble. And especially if you talk like just the way they want, you know. No need to do anything, no need to eat vegetarian, no need to meditate, everything is all empty, yeah? No sin, no merit, nothing, okay. But then he will teach this person who has been possessed by the demon of desire. He will teach his lay followers to indiscriminately engage in acts of lust. He even does that, yeah? Teach his followers to engage in all kind of lustful, calling those who commit acts of lust heirs to his teachings even. Encouraging. He's so blindfolded by the Maya, you know, by the demon. That's the problem. So the power of spirits and ghosts in the ending age will enable him to attract a following of ordinary, naive people numbering 100, 200, 500, or 600, or as many as 1,000 or 10,000. More than that. At that time, the Indian population is small. So the Buddha cannot think that it should be manifold than 10,000. Yeah. When the demon becomes bored, it will leave the person's body. Once a person's charisma is gone, he will run afoul of the law. He will mislead living beings so that they fall into the relentless hells. Lacking proper samadhi, he will certainly fail already. Ananda, all 10 of these states may occur in dhyana as one's mental effort interacts with the feeling skanda. Dull and confused living beings do not evaluate themselves. Encountering such situations, in their confusion, they fail to recognize them and say that they have become sages, thereby uttering a great lie. They will fall into the relentless hell. In the Dharma ending age, after my nirvana, all of you should pass on the Tathagata's teachings, so that all living beings can awaken to their meaning. Do not let the demons of the heavens have their way. Offer protection so that all can realize the unsurpassed way. Okay, there are more stages of enlightenment and cultivation after this. So the Buddha has just finished all the explanation about the traps and the demons who are not really good at all for any practitioners. The vulnerable one without teachers. Yeah. That's why that the person who encourages people to have lustful action always say he has no teacher. He don't need any teacher. He himself always a teacher, being a teacher, never a student. You say he's never a student. He has many teachers, but he is never a student. You know, yeah. So there are more, but there are 60 levels of sagehood even. Yeah, this is the following, okay? So many, so many. Yeah. They are still demonic. Influence during all these 60 stages, so we will never finish, huh? Yeah. We should really thank the past masters, monks and nuns and scholars who have take time to record the Buddha's teaching after the master Nirvana, and also for the past and present persons, lay or monks or nuns who have really dedicated themselves, sacrificed their time and precious health or under any difficult situation to translate this so that I can read it to you. And we have to thank them. And may they be blessed forever by all the Buddhas, past, present, and future. May their merit be immense. May they be liberated forever. Thank you. Okay, I will stop for now. We can just chat, or you may ask me any question you want. Okay? We continue next time, huh? If you stay, then maybe I will continue to read.
Atenciosos espectadores, apreciamos sua companhia para o episódio de hoje intitulado O Sutra Suringrama, os estados demoníacos do sentimento Skandras. Continuação, parte 3 de 7, em Entre Mestra e Discípulos. A seguir é Seleção das Gemas Espirituais, letras de Baba Sawanisen. Parte 1 de 2, em palavras de sabedoria. Logo após, notícias de destaque. Por favor, fiquem ligados na Supreme Master Television para mais programação positiva. Que todos os seres do nosso lindo planeta coexistam em paz, amor e felicidade.
Caring viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Sarangama Sutra, The Demonic State of the Feeling Skandhas, Continue, Part 3 of 7, On Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Selection from Spiritual Gems, Baba Sawanisen Ji's Letters, Part 1 of 2, On Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.